By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل ویلکم بیک ٹو آور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن الحمد للہ عز و جل دا سن از شائننگ دا برڈز آر سنگنگ ماشاء اللہ اٹس اے بیوٹیفل انوائرمنٹ اینڈ الحمد للہ ویئر ان آور اسٹوڈیو ویل کوزی ان دا اسٹوڈیو از ویل آئیو گاٹ می بسکٹس آئیو گاٹ می گرین ٹی ارلی مارننگ My breakfast is ready. I hope your breakfast is ready. Wherever you are watching from overseas, from South Africa, from England, from America, from Canada, wherever you are, welcome. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. And I hope you not only enjoy this program, but you learn a lot of things as well. An important topic, as I always say that, it's always important. Alhamdulillah, any topic to learn about our beautiful deen is an important topic. So hopefully, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as you know, we always start with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Qur'an. The Qur'an being the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Qur'an being the final testimony of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Qur'an is the leader of all the other books of Allah Azza wa Jal. We are lucky to have our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader of all the prophets alayhi musallatu wa salam. And in the same way, we have the deen, inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. We have the deen, which is also the better deen of all the other deens, or which is, you can say, continuous from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. So hopefully, inshallah Azza wa Jal, where we're going to be learning a lot of things, we do have our daily reminder, our daily hadith. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, nevertheless, let's not have any more talking, but first of all, let's start our program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تذكرون
اے ایمان والو اپنے گھروں کے سوا اور گھروں میں نہ جاؤ جب تک اجازت نہ لے لو اور ان کے ساکنوں پر سلام نہ کر لو یہ تمہارے لیے بہتر ہے کہ تم دھیان کرو
فَإِن لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِن قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا فَارْجِعُوا هُوَ أَزْكَى لَكُمْ واللہ بما تعملون علیم
پھر اگر ان میں کسی کو نہ پاؤ جب بھی بے مالکوں کی اجازت کے ان میں نہ جاؤ اور اگر تم سے کہا جائے واپس جاؤ تو واپس ہو یہ تمہارے لیے بہت ستھرا ہے اللہ تمہارے کاموں کو جانتا ہے
لیس علیکم جناح ان تدخلوا بیوتا غیر مسکونت فیہا متاع لکم
اس میں تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں کہ ان گھروں میں جاؤ جو خاص کسی کی سکونت کے نہیں اور ان کے برتنے کا تمہیں اختیار ہے
واللہ یعلم ما تبدون وما تکتمون
اور اللہ جانتا ہے جو تم ظاہر کرتے ہو اور جو تم چھپاتے ہو
قل للمؤمنین یغضوا من ابصارهم ویحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون.
مسلمان مردوں کو حکم دو اپنی نگاہیں کچھ نیچی رکھیں اور اپنی شرم گاہوں کی حفاظت کریں، یہ ان کے لیے بہت ستھرا ہے، بے شک اللہ کو ان کے کاموں کی خبر ہے.
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ.
اور مسلمان عورتوں کو حکم دو اپنی نگاہیں کچھ نیچی رکھیں اور اپنی پارسائی کی حفاظت کریں اور اپنا بناؤ نہ دکھائیں مگر جتنا خود ہی ظاہر ہے، اور دوپٹے اپنے گریبانوں پر ڈالے رہیں.
وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا لِبُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِهِنَّ أَوْ آبَائِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ أَبْنَاءِ بُعُولَتِهِنَّ أَوْ إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي إِخْوَانِهِنَّ أَوْ بَنِي أَخَوَاتِهِنَّ أَوْ نِسَائِهِنَّ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُنَّ أَوِ التَّابِعِينَ غَيْرِ أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ أَوِ الطِّفْلِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَى عَوْرَاتِ النِّسَاءِ.
اور اپنا سنگار ظاہر نہ کریں مگر اپنے شوہروں پر یا اپنے باپ یا شوہروں کے باپ یا اپنے بیٹے یا شوہروں کے بیٹے یا اپنے بھائی یا اپنے بھتیجے یا اپنے بھانجے یا اپنے دین کی عورتیں یا اپنی کنیزیں جو اپنے ہاتھ کی ملک ہوں یا نوکر، بشرطے کے شہوت والے مرد نہ ہوں، یا وہ بچے جنہیں عورتوں کی شرم کی چیزوں کی خبر نہیں.
وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِنَّ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِن زِينَتِهِنَّ وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ.
اور زمین پر پاؤں زور سے نہ رکھیں کہ جانا جائے ان کا چھپا ہوا سنگار، اور اللہ کی طرف توبہ کرو اے مسلمانوں سب کے سب اس امید پر کہ تم فلاح پاؤ.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، the Quran, whenever you listen to the Quran, it always penetrates into your heart. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the blessing and the vision so that we can understand the beautiful Quran. We can understand the reason for revelation of the Quran. And also, inshallah, as well, to understand the Quran and to get guidance from the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The Quran is for the muttaqeen people, the pious people, those people who are pious, those who are God-fearing. The Quran is for those people. They are the ones that will understand the Quran, and they are the ones that will follow the Quran. So what we need to do now, we've got a point where we need to work hard. We need to get to that level where we are the pious people, where we are the God-fearing people. Then we have a chance that we can, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, get guidance, the proper guidance that we are looking for. Or else, many people will read the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has testified that as well. Many people will read the Quran, but instead of gaining blessings from the Quran, they will not gain blessings, but rather the Quran will curse them. It will do lanat upon them. So it is very important that whenever we do read the Quran, we read it properly with the tajweed. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, around Dawat-e-Islami, many Madrasatul Madina Balighan are taking place around the country, around the world, so and online as well. And if you want to learn the Quran, Dawat-e-Islami has made it so easy for us to learn the Quran. So inshallah azza wa jal, if it's so easy, then my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we should be making it our priority that we read the Quran every day. Like we have a program Monday to Friday, Saturday and Sunday we don't have Rise and Shine. But that doesn't mean that Saturday, Sunday, I get a day off. Some people say, well, I get a day off on a Saturday, Sunday. Sunday chutti hai ji, koi chutti nahi. There should be no chutti. There should be no day offs. Why? Because we, inshallah, azza wa jalla, read the Quran every single day. And then also, what we need to do is we need to try to learn the Quran the proper manner and teach others as well. Maybe there's someone watching this program now and they know how to read the Quran with tajweed. Try to pass this knowledge on. Ballighu anni walau aya. Pass on from me whatever you know. So it might be a few things that we know. It might be a very minor little things that we know. We can pass it on to other people. So make a mindset that inshallah, if Allah has blessed me with reading the Quran properly with the tajweed, now I am going to be teaching this to others as well. And this is how inshallah we're going to light candles, and light is the beautiful lamp of Islam around the world. Even today, alhamdulillah, more than a quarter of the world, 1.9 billion plus Muslims are living around the world. Now just imagine if every person went into action and started to preach the deen of Islam. Just imagine, you know, what a speed Islam will spread. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world with the grace of Allah, Azza wa Jal. We need to play our role. Yeah, alhamdulillah, at this moment in time, I mentioned that in one of the topics, that at this moment in time, Allah Ta'ala's mercy, alhamdulillah, people read the seerah, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They read upon the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the life of the companions, the awliya Allah, and they accept Islam because they know that these are true people. In the same way, we could make a difference to people as well. If we can only try to act like good Muslims, act, dress up as Muslims, even talk to one another, do business like what Islam has taught us, then inshallah, I have no doubts that Islam, inshallah, azza wa jal, will be the dominant religion very soon in the world for a good reason. You know, what is it that we want? We want people to worship Allah, azza wa jal, the one and true creator. We want people to live in harmony, to live in peace with one another. This is what the word Islam means, total submission in the will of Allah. So Islam preaches peace, harmony, community cohesion, all these kind of things. Islam teaches that. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Muslims have proven throughout history that Islam is a beautiful, alhamdulillah, peaceful religion. May Allah Ta'ala give me and the ability and the power to preach Islam the way we should be doing. We've got daily kalam, and it's going to be Qasida Burda Sharif by Imam Bosiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. And the reciter is Rukn Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Let's listen to the Qasida Burda Sharif. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه محمد سيد الكونين وفاق عليه والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمامي
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, ویری بیوٹیفل قصیدہ, بردہ شریف ریسائٹڈ بائی عبد الحبیب بھائی, مے اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس ہم اینڈ گیو ہم اے لانگ ہیلتھی لائف. ماشاء اللہ انٹو امام بوسیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, مے اللہ تعالیٰ شاور بلینز اینڈ ملینز اینڈ ٹریلینز آف بلیسنگز آن ہز مزار پاک. ماشاء اللہ سچ اے بیوٹیفل کلام. اینڈ سم ٹائمز واٹ ہیپنز از وین یو رائٹ سم تھنگ ان پریز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اٹ گیٹس سو مچ بلیسنگ دیٹ از الحمد للہ. امام بوسیری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ more than 500 years I'm sure, and the Qasida Burda Sharif is still being recited, alhamdulillah. That's how, you know, a fame it got from the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ji, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Rise and Shine, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll have our daily reminder, daily hadith, and then also an important segment that we have, which is the Quranic wonders, the story of the Quran. But today, what is the topic? The topic is trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And also I'm going to try to add a bit of about qana'at. Qana'at means that being satisfied in what Allah Ta'ala has blessed that person. But before that, a very beautiful story that has been narrated. It says that there was a man who used to do ibadat in Masjidul Haram, in Makkatul Mukarramah. And he used to spend his days in fasting and his nights in qiyam, in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the time of iftari, a person would come and he would give him two chapatis, two rotiyas or two bread pieces, and he would open his fast with that. Now he had so much tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal that one day he thought that, why am I relying on this person to bring me the bread to open my fast? Why am I not relying on Allah Azza wa Jal? So the next day when the person came to give food to this pious person, he turned him around and he says that, thank you, but I don't need food from you. And the person, he left. And then first day went passed by, second day went passed by, third day went passed by, no food came from anywhere. And this pious person was now getting weaker and weaker, and he couldn't do his ibadat properly. So one night when he went to sleep, he saw a dream, and in that dream, he was presented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal said to him that, oh person, why is it that you return this person back from you when he brings food to you? And he says that, ya Allah Azza wa Jal, because I thought that I am not relying on you. I should be trusting in you rather than the people. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, who was sending this person to you? And the person, he says, ya Allah, it was you who was sending. It was you who was giving me the food. So Allah Ta'ala said to him that, oh person, oh my servant, I am the one that provides rizq. So when next time he comes with that rizq, do not turn him around. And then that person saw that in the dream, that person who used to bring him the food is also present. And Allah Azza wa Jal says to that person that, tell me, why did you stop giving food to this person, to this pious person? And the man, he says that, ya Allah, you know best. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that, for whose intention, for whose reward, or for whose pleasure were you giving that food? And he replied that, ya Allah, I was doing it for your pleasure, so that you could be happy with me. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says that, continue with your amal, inshallah, your reward will be the garden of paradise. Subhanallah. Now, from this story, you know, we find out that how strong the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal was amongst the awliya Allah, how they trusted in Allah Azza wa Jal in everything, not just in food, in their lives, in their dailyhood, in their families, in their children. They always trusted Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is the trust that we need to have as well. We need to make our trust strong in Allah Azza wa Jal. Itna mazboot ho jaye that nothing can move us, not any storms of life can move our trust from Allah Azza wa Jal. And the other thing is that, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, this is the routine, or it's the schedule, or it's the way of the awliya Allah, that they trusted in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, subhanallah Azza wa Jal, when they have that trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala is enough for them. Just like Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalif of Islam, when he said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And he says, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have left Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are enough for me. They are enough for me. These are words from history, mashallah, that are encrypted in the minds of every Muslim, that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam are enough for me. And in the same way, Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam should be enough for us as well, alhamdulillah. Now, one of the things here is also qana'at. Now, what is the ta'rif? What is the definition of qana'at? Sayyiduna Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he says, insan ko jo kuch khuda ki taraf se mil jaye, us par razi ho kar zindagi basar karte huye, hirs aur lalaj ke chhod dene ko qana'at kehte hain. Yeah, so whatever a person gets from Allah Azza wa Jal, he is happy, he is content with that, and then he has no greed in that, and he leaves everything else, and that is what you call qana'at. Trust in Allah Azza wa Jal is called qana'at. And qana'at is something that a person, he doesn't think that this might not be enough. You know, you get one cup of tea and you say, oh, that might not be enough. There's no qana'at there. Qana'at means be content with what Allah Ta'ala has given you. So if you are working hard, yeah, and you earn about £200, £300 a week, just, you know, put your hand on your heart and say, Allah is enough for me. This is enough for me, that Allah Azza wa Jal will bless me with that as well. And also, my dear Islam brothers, the qana'at is something very, very important. Qana'at, it gives you that mindset that my Rabb Azza wa Jal is enough for me. I don't need to be, you know, banging my head against, you know, the other people's doors. I don't need to be presenting myself to other people so that I can get money from them. I don't need to be, you know, going here and there. My Rabb Azza wa Jal is enough for me. That is what qana'at is about. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, when you have qana'at and when you have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, then you'll be able to do the work of deen as well. Or else if you think that if a person doesn't have trust in Allah, he doesn't have that content, you won't be able to do anything. You know, a person, even if he works for 7 days a week, that's still not going to be enough for him. Why? Because his heart is not satisfied. You know, as they say, we want more. Hal min mazid, hal min mazid. I want more, I want more. You'll never be satisfied. Just like the scholars, they say when they mention the hadith, that Ibn Adam, will his only the soil of the grave can fill his stomach. The soil of the grave, kabar ki matti hi iska pet bharegi. We'll never be satisfied. We are chasing our needs, not our purpose. If we all started to chase and run after our purpose, our needs will be fulfilled as well. The awliya Allah, why were they successful in offering the salah all night, in doing ibadat, in fasting during the days? Why were they successful? It's because they did not look at their needs, they looked at their purpose. Yes, alhamdulillah, they went out to work because it's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to earn a livelihood. It's a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to earn halal rizq for the family, so that you don't need to put in your hand out and begging in front of people. You need to have a good life. Yeah, for that you need to work. And this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes where people get confused or they don't want to understand is when they say, you know, you guys go on in the path of Madani kafilas, you leave your families, now say, kam mein ni parwa, na kaise ni parwa, dunya ni parwa hi koi ni. Allah na shukar hai, alhamdulillah, deen ni parwa jara karsi ne, Allah ta'ala usi ki dunya ni parwa bhi desi. The one who works for the deen, Allah will take care of his dunya as well. We need to prioritize. If you prioritize your dunya, you are neglecting your deen. If you are neglecting the dunya, you are prioritizing your deen. This is something that you see, buy one, get one free. Buy the deen, dunya, you'll get it for free. But if you buy the dunya, you will neglect the deen. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the scholars, they mentioned two things cannot remain in the heart at the same time. Fear of Allah, love for the dunya. Love for this world, love for the pleasure of this world, love for the materialistic things. Yeah, all these kind, they're all materialistic. My iPad, my phone, yeah, these are all materialistic things. You know, I'm not going to rely on my iPad. If I have the iPad, then I'm going to talk to you. No, I need to prepare for this morning show. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, I prepare other stuff as well. And the iPad is there, it's a need, but it's not a purpose, is it? It's a need, it helps me. And I'm using it for the sake of Allah azza wa jal, for the deen of Islam. Inshallah, I know I'll be rewarded for that as well. My phone, I need it for my deen. Yeah, but it's not my purpose. Our purpose is the sole pleasure of Allah. If Amir al-Sunnat mashallah makes our mindset up that if you do the things for the pleasure of Allah, you'll be rewarded and you'll be successful. But if you start to do things for the need, for the people, or for the materialistic things, then you're not going to be rewarded in your deen as well. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, all the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Sahaba Ikram, the Awliya Allah, if we'll read their lives, you'll see there is so much tawakkal and so much content. You know, they were so content that they didn't need to go out and beg in front of people. They were so content, mashallah Azza wa Jal, that they all relied on Allah Azza wa Jal. And look at the life of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much sabr that he had. And subhanallah Azza wa Jal, you know, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, sometimes you look that he had days of ease, he had days of testing, and he had days where he was teaching the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. So all of them connected, all of them are together as well. Kul jahan milk aur jo ki roti ghiza, us shikam ki kanaat pe laakhu salam. Allah Hazrat alayhi rahma, mashallah Azza wa Jal, he wrote this kalam. And if you look at it, today we are eating the sadqat of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, it is because of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we are giving the rizq by Allah. Allah Ta'ala is feeding us. If it wasn't for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we don't even deserve what we are getting today. But subhanallah, so we get everything for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet if you read his life, if you look at his life, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, he used to give so much in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. He used to stay hungry himself, but he used to feed other people. This is what you call qana'at. This is what you call tawakkal in Allah Azza wa Jal. Not to have this thought that if I give in the way of Allah, what am I going to do? If I don't eat this, there's one biscuit left. If I say, if I don't eat tea, I'm going to die. No, someone else can eat that. And you know, alhamdulillah, I will have the tawakkal in Allah. Look at the birds in the morning. How beautiful lesson they teach us. The birds will fly out from their nests early in the morning at the time of Fajr Salah. They'll wake up in the morning and they'll go out and they'll hunt and they'll look for their food. But every day they come with a full stomach. Every single day, they never bring anything back. You know, you don't see birds carrying big boxes of cornflakes flying about. Yeah, they don't bring any food with them and they start to store that. You know, tomorrow maybe the weather's going to be really bad. We might not get anything. They don't believe in that. They have the trust in Allah. Nature has put this in their minds and hearts, that trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So they fly out in the morning. Yeah, they look for their food, for the risk that Allah Ta'ala has left them, and they'll fly back in the evening and early in the morning again. So this is the routine of the animals. Yeah, wild animals, you know, they go out and they look for their food. Every day Allah Ta'ala gives them risk. Every single day. Yeah, some animals find risk with the vegetation. Some animals find with their risk with the killing other animals. It's part of nature. That's how they will feed themselves. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala has created and does everything for them as well. And this is what we need to understand. Hazrat Allama Sayyid Na'imuddin Murad Abadi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that until the blessed demise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from this physical world, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family never ate to the stomach's full. And he says, sometimes a whole month used to pass by where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would not light the fire at home to cook food as well. And they used to be sufficient on khujur, on dates, and water. That's how they used to live their daily lives. And do you think, you know, people like us, if we can have a full stomach every single day by the command of Allah, do you not think that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have had that as well? Of course he can. If he wanted, he could have food coming every single day from paradise. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose poverty over richness. Why? Because there is more blessing in poverty. There is more blessing. This like, you know, if you do iftari in the month of Ramadan and you eat a lot, your stomach is bloated now. You stand up for ibadat, you can't do your ibadat properly. You can't even read your Maghrib Salah properly. And then when it's time for Taraweeh, we'll be struggling, we'll be holding. And then sometime we'll just give up and we'll say, oh no, I'm not feeling well today. It's because we've eaten too much. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do ibadat on empty stomach for days and days. Subhanallah, subhanallah. قبضے میں جس کی ساری خدائی اس کا بچھونا ایک چٹائی، قبضے میں جس کی ساری خدائی اس کا بچھونا ایک چٹائی، نظروں میں کتنی ہیچ ہے دنیا، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سو ان دی آئیز آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اٹ از دا ہول آف ہیومینٹی. دا ہول آف ہیومینٹی، دا کنگڈم آف اللہ عز و جل از ان دا سائٹ آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اینڈ یٹ لک ایٹ دا وے ہی گیوز دا دنیا دا ریپیوٹیشن، دیر از نتھنگ. دو صحابہ کرام علیہم رضوان وانس واکڈ پاسٹ اے ڈیڈ اینیمل، اینڈ دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ ٹو دیم، what value, how much would you pay to buy this? And the sahaba ikram alayhi muridwan, they said, ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not worth anything because it's dead, it carries no price at all. And the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, in the same way the dunya has no values in the court of Allah, just like this dead animal, it has no value left at all because it's dead now. In the same way the dunya has no value at all. So we are running after this dunya which has no value in the court of Allah, and we're trying to give it a value. How can you give something value when that you can't even put a value? It's like that dead animal. Who's going to buy that dead animal now? It's not used to anyone. Yeah, yes, you can feed it to the wild animals, but it's got no use now. In the same way, we are trying to revive something that is dead, something that has no value at all, we're trying to give it a value. And something that has a lot of value, we're not even giving any value to it. The hereafter, the akhirat, you cannot put any value to it. It's priceless. Yeah, we don't think about the hereafter. We don't value the hereafter. Why? Maybe because we haven't seen it. It doesn't matter if we have seen it or not. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us what the value of this dunya and the value of akhirat is. He's told us of the ni'mas, the blessings that Allah Ta'ala has prepared. Qanaat dil se dunya ki mohabbat khatam kar deti hai. Yeah, if you have qanaat, if you are content with what Allah Ta'ala has given you, then the value of this dunya will be taken away from you. Dunya ki mohabbat mein giraftar hota banda chala jata hai, aur ek waqt par dunya ko hi sab kuch samajh baithta hai. You give your time, you give your effort, your mind, your studies, you know, your capabilities are all for the dunya. If you had put all of these things for the deen, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala would have blessed you even more. Now just imagine, we are working hard for this dunya which has no value at all, and still Allah Ta'ala is feeding us. Yeah, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be, because end of the day, like I said, there is a need as well in our life. The need is this dunya. We need the dunya to stay alive. We can't sit in a masjid all day and say, right, I'm going to go on a Madani kafila, can you guys send me food every single day? In the real world, it won't even happen. So the dunya is our need, zarurat hai na dunya. So we work for the dunya. We work hard day and night so that we can have an easy dunya. But that all is so that our deen can be much easier for us as well. I'm working, I'm earning the wealth so that I'm working, my need is to earn this wealth. But I'm going to use this wealth and I'm going to use this strength that Allah Ta'ala has given me is for the deen, not for the dunya. قناعت کرنے والا اسباب سے زیادہ خالق اسباب پر نظر رکھتا ہے. The one who does قناعت, who's contempt, he will not look at the need, materialistic things. He will always look at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will always, his eyes will be set upon Allah's mercy, Allah's power, not on the dunya. For example, if you're driving a car, yeah, that car can take you from A to B. It can take you there, but it can also break down on the way. So what do? We have tawakkal in Allah Ta'ala. That Allah is the one that will take me from A to B. Inshallah, we don't trust the car, we don't trust that transport. Anything could happen to it. Allah Ta'ala is the one that is Khaliqul Asbab. We should be trusting Him, not these materialistic things. Anything we do in life, it is trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. And then, qanaat insan ko khwahishat ka pairokar banne se bacha leti hai. If you have contempt, then that will save you from becoming the slave of the dunya. You won't become a slave to it. You won't become accustomed to the dunya. You won't be in this rat race that we see today. Everyone's working hard. You know, makan banana, koti banani. I need a good car. I need a good house. I need an easy life. Yeah, petrol prices have gone up, cost of living's gone up. Chalo ji, put another hour in there. Why? Why are you jeopardizing your deen for the dunya? If the cost of living's gone up, does Allah, is Allah not aware of that? Is Allah Ta'ala not feeding the people? Are businesses not striving? Are people not getting jobs? Theek hai, Allah Ta'ala's test, isn't it? Every Muslim will be tested. Maybe this is a test. So rather than, you know, instead of cutting down our costs, we are adding more hours into our in our dunya. Where we had 1 hour so that we could have gone to the masjid to read the Quran, to do Madani Qafila, to sit down, learn Madrasa Baligha. No, I can't do it anymore. I don't get paid enough, so I got to go for another job. You know, trust in Allah Ta'ala. It is a test from Allah. Allah ki taraf se imtihan hai. Allah Ta'ala rizq dene wala hai. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've seen that we always, every single day, these things happen to us. Allah Ta'ala will test us. And what we need to do, we need to have that satisfaction. Itminan rakhein. Ki if my Rabb Azza wa Jal is testing me, now if that test will not be passed, you know, you were coming to the masjid for Madrasatul Madina Balighan. I know a few people, oh, I'm sorry, I won't be able to come anymore. I've started a new job. Why have you started a new job? Kharche pure nahi ho rahe. I can't fulfill my needs. Instead of getting another job, why don't you increase your hour? Why don't you increase your Durood-e Paak? So every time, it's the dunya, it's the deen that gets knocked over. It's the deen that we compromise. Dunya ne gate nahi katane hai. Kam hai abru kada na gate katane hai. Kyun paise thode labsan? Haan, balighan, na parsan da khair, ya Allah maaf karsi. When it comes to the deen, it is always the deen that we sacrifice, but we never sacrifice the dunya. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, our awliya Allah, our pious predecessors, they sacrificed the dunya, and alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they got the deen, Allah gave them the dunya with it as well. Try ta karo yara, apni di paise wapas. Look at it, try it man. I'm not even saying that you're going to fail in it, you'll never ever fail, but try to think like that. So what if I don't get paid £50 a week this month? Theka, I'm going to struggle, aren't I? Look at your cost of living. Try to, you know, the way you are living, instead of going out for a meal every single day, instead of going out for a meal every weekend, yeah, put that down. Instead of driving to the shop, instead of driving to work, try using public transport. Why? Because times are a bit hard. We need to reduce our costs. Rather than sacrificing your deen, Quran padna band, namazein band, balighan band, what have you gained? Kya asal kya kita? What have we gained by stopping to read the Quran? People, you know, we used to have, alhamdulillah, we do still have that committee. People were saying, oh, maaz paare band kariyo, thodi problem hoegi, hame thodi problem hoegi. The problem the Quran dur karsi. The Quran is the one that will remove the problems. You're removing that thing that is going to remove your problem. It's like someone's got a headache. He knows he needs to eat a tablet and he doesn't. Yeah? He goes, no, I'll get better like this. Or he does something else, even gets worse. You know that tablet is going to give you relief for your pain. The reading of the Quran would have given you relief. But we've busied ourselves so much in the dunya. What have you sacrificed? Dunya, deen ki sacrifice. Quran, time ko nahi ji, humein kam karna. Chodo Quran ki ma'az Allah. Quran ki chodi dita. Dunya jitne phasi gaya ki na unka rehwa sa na karah ne reha na akhirat ne reha. Why? Because we failed that test. It was a test from Allah. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will test you. And you are failing this test if you leave the deen for the dunya. Mazboot rakho. Dunya Quran kiya choda? Why shall we stop reading the Quran? No way are we going to leave the Quran. Theek hai ji, dunya thoda nuksan ho raha, na baru khasa, I won't eat from outside. I'll walk it to work, I'll walk it to the masjid, I'll walk it here. Yeah, we're spending so much on the grocery, we'll cut down a bit. But we're not going to leave the Quran. But those people who have already made that decision, I've got roughly about 7 odd people who are dropouts. They've dropped out. Theek hai, some of them will have a genuine reason. Yeah, one person I heard that he was doing his own Quran every single day. He's reading one para every day, which is brilliant. So he's got something better now. You know, he's moved up the ladder. MashaAllah, it's brilliant. But those people who've left reading the Quran because they're busy now, or there's some other problems. You read the Quran, you remove your problems. The Quran testifies that as well. Puro Quran e Paak, bimaro. Quran padho, read the Quran, Allah Ta'ala will give you blessings. The trust in Allah should be there. Today, that trust in Allah Ta'ala is not there. If I go on the Madani Kafila, maybe I'm going to lose my deen. Maybe I'm not going to get enough work. So we're working 24-7, like it's a rat race. Come, curry, curry, curry. Na dunya banti hai, na akhirat banti hai. Baithe hue utthe hi. What have you done? I've got a new car. So what? So what if you got a new car? So what if you got a bigger house? So what if you got a better bangla in Pakistan? Does that matter? We all live in a house, we all sleep, we all eat the same food. You know, it's not that those people who don't travel on the Madani Kafila, oh, 10 rotiyan khane, oh, we do hi khane. Those people who don't drive a good car, it's not that they eat best food than us. Alhamdulillah, we eat better food than them. Unna bichare ko the time hi ko nahi khana khan. They don't have that time. Yes, they wake up in the morning, they get in late to work. Duniya kamani hai, duniya kamani hai. Duniya na kamai. What have you earned? What have you gained? These people, sadly, they've lost the dunya. They basically, at this moment in time, we need to think to ourselves, what have we gained? Let's look at the daily reminder. We'll come back to the topic again, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has written in Tafsir al-Kabir. Let's listen. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Man mata ala khubbi ali Muhammadin mata shaheeda." The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he died as a shaheed. Mat. And then further it was said, "Ala wa man mata ala khubbi ali Muhammadin mata maghfuran lah." Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, his sins will be forgiven. And then Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam further said, "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata ta'iba." The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he died as the one who repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further said, "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin mata mu'minan mustakmilal Iman." Listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he left this dunya with complete faith, with mukammal Iman. And then further said, "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin basharahu malakul mawti bil jannati thumma munkarun wa nakir." Listen, who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, malakul maut and munkar and nakir, angels give him the glad tidings of Jannah. "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin yuzaffu ila al jannati kama tuzaffu al urusu ila bayti zawjiha." The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, he is sent with such honor and respect towards Jannah, the way a bride is sent towards the house of his groom. Allahu Akbar. And then further it was said, "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin futiha lahu fi qabrihi babani ila al-Jannah." The one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, for him the two doors of Jannah are opened in his grave. "Ala wa man mata ala hubbi ali Muhammadin ja'ala Allahu qabrahu mazara malaikatir rahmah." And listen, the one who died upon the love of Ahlul Bayt, the angels of rahmah come and visit his grave after his death. Allahu Akbar Kabira. This is what you attain when you love Ahlul Bayt. This is what you get when you have the true love for the family of the Prophet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that when we die upon the love of Ahlul Bayt. And inshallah, we'll be written as shaheed. Inshallah, the doors of Jannah will be open for us. Inshallah, we'll be amongst those forgiven. Inshallah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, angels will come and visit our graves. Inshallah. Allah. And my Islamic brothers, we will have the glad tidings of Jannah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We will leave with mukammal, complete Iman and faith, and we will leave this world as a forgiven and the one who has repented. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to attain all such blessings. What we have to do, all we have to do, to have love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, love of Ahlul Bayt, love of Sahaba, love of Awliya Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. If you just joined us, then alhamdulillah عز وجل, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, he says, tawakkul is that a person, tawakkul is not, you know, don't think of tawakkul that a person should not try hard or fuzool samajh kar chhod de. Yeah, he doesn't try hard because he thinks he's useless. What's the point me trying hard? Chalo chhodo, Allah par tawakkul karne. No, don't waste that, yeah. Tawakkul in actual fact is just like some of the jahil, the uneducated people, they say, oh, why are you trying so hard? Fayda kya karne na? No, fayda hai. He says, insan zahiri asbab ko ikhtiyar kare. Use the materialistic things, the zahir and the things there. Use them, but do not rely upon them. That is what you call tawakkul. Tawakkul means rely on Allah. Use the zahiri thing, use a car to travel from A to B, but don't rely on the car. Trust in Allah to take you there. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Jami' Tirmizi, that a companion came to him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I tie my camel and have trust in Allah? Or shall I leave it untied and trust in Allah? You know, shall leave it there and I trust in Allah that it'll be safe. Or shall I tie it first? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, tie it first and then leave it in the trust of Allah. So you are using the asbab. Yeah, that camel, he used the asbab, the materialistic things. He used that. He tied his camel, but he had the trust in Allah. Or else the camel could have ripped that rope and he could have run away. So he tied it and then he trusted in Allah Azza wa Jal. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says, Tawakkul tarke asbab ka naam nahi. Tawakkul, trust in Allah, does not mean that you don't use or you stop using the materialistic things, the things that are in front of you. Balke asbab par aitimaad ka tark tawakkul hai. Yeah, but tawakkul means to trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, asbab par aitimad, do not trust in whatever that materialistic thing is. Trust in Allah, that is what you call tawakkul. It says that marvi hai, ek nek shakhs abadi se kunara kashi karke pahar ke daman mein baith gaya. I was reading this story to someone else as well. And it was about a man, he went into the jungle. And he saw that there was a deer. He had no legs at all. He was there slumped on the ground. And then he saw a bush, a lion come out of a bush. He had some food inside his mouth. And he put that food in front of the deer and the deer started to eat that. You know, logically, it's amazing. The lion was supposed to be eating the deer, but the lion is feeding the deer. Then what happens? That person, he thought to himself, you know, if Allah Ta'ala can feed this deer who doesn't even have legs, why can't Allah Ta'ala feed me? So he thought to himself, right, that's it. I'm going to go and do the zikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala will send me food. So he sits down, he does the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. One day passed by, second day, third day. When he gets weaker and weaker, he calls out, Ya Allah, if you can feed a deer, Ya Allah, why can't you feed me? Ya Allah, please give me some food to eat. I'm dying. And then he heard a voice from the unseen, O my servant, be the lion, not the deer. Go stand up and work and earn your livelihood and feed others. Don't be slumped yourself on this ground and expect people to feed you. So don't be, you know, the beautiful thing, subhanAllah, beautiful example, be the lion. Go out there, earn money, give charity in the way of Allah, feed the Muslims, help the Muslim Ummah, be that lion, don't be that deer where you sat at home and you're on benefits and on payouts. کدی اتھوں بینیفٹ چاہیے کہ نہیں کری یہ کاغذ پڑھے جناب میں کم کون کرنا لتے بڑی لگی ہوئی ہے چوٹ موٹ کری دے اتھوں پیسے اتھوں پیسے وائے لتے لگی ہوئی ہے لکے درد ہے آئی کانٹ ورک اینڈ دین وی ہیو ٹو سائن پیپرز یا ایوری تھنگ آئی سے از ٹرو آئی کانٹ اسٹینڈ اپ پراپرلی آئی کانٹ ورک پراپرلی آئی کانٹ گیٹ ٹو ورک بیکاز آف دس ڈیزیز بیکاز آف دا النس جھوٹاں پر جھوٹ مارنے جانے پیسے لبنے آ جناب کامیاب ہو گیا رب ہے نا بیسا پاکستان موجاں کرساں Don't ever do that. You know, be the lion. Don't be that deer. Don't put your hand like this. Miki diyo. Feed me. Be the lion and eat and feed other people as well. Alhamdulillah, we have the daily hadith. Let's take the daily hadith and then we'll come back inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
In our lives, we receive many words of encouragement, sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our teachers, sometimes from our colleagues, friends, relatives, siblings. Everybody can possibly give good advice. But remember, the advice and the encouragement, the instruction given by the Prophet ﷺ is the best advice, the best form of guidance. Khairul hadi, hadi Muhammad ﷺ. The best form of guidance is the guidance provided by the Prophet ﷺ. And what did the Prophet ﷺ instruct us to do? There are many narrations, of course, but in one narration, which is found in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, the Prophet ﷺ said, build masajid. Construct masajid. But the thing is, how many of us are busy in this activity? We're building our own houses, having extensions done, a new floor, spacious house. We make plans for this, we save up for this. We spend a lot of days and nights thinking about this. But what about this emphatic command of the Prophet ﷺ, build masajid? How many of us are actually acting upon this? And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to do so. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now what is tawakkul? How is it mentioned in the Quran? What does Allah ta'ala say about those people who trust in Him? Para number 28, Surah At-Talaq, verse number 3. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Translation from Kanzuliman. اور جو اللہ پر بھروسہ کرے تو وہ اسے کافی ہے. And those who trust in Allah, He is enough for them. In another verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Para number 4, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 159. بے شک توکل والے اللہ کو پیارے ہیں. Indeed, the ones who have trust in Allah are the beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he writes on regarding this ayat and he says, وہ مقام کتنا عظیم ہے جس پر فائز شخص کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی محبت حاصل ہو. He says, what a beautiful high status that person is upon, the one who trusts in Allah Azza wa Jal. اور اس کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے کفایت کا زمان بھی حاصل ہو. And Allah تعالیٰ is enough for that person. He also knows that as well. تو جس شخص کے لیے اللہ تعالیٰ کفایت فرمائے, اس سے محبت کرے اور اس کی رعایت فرمائے, اس نے بہت بڑی کامیابی حاصل کی. So this is what the true success is. The one who believes in Allah, the one who believes and trusts in Allah Azza wa Jal, or the one who believes and trusts in Allah Azza wa Jal, and for the one who believes that from the firm heart that Allah Ta'ala is enough for him. Para number 9, Surah Anfal, verse number 2. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Only they are believers whose hearts fear when Allah is remembered. And when His verses are recited upon them, their faith increases, and who trust only in their Lord. Subhanallah. Yeah, so these people, they are the ones with Iman. They remember Allah, they believe in Allah, they trust in Allah. and subhanallah, and they believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah Ta'ala will be enough for them people. They will have no regrets at all. If you put trust in Allah Ta'ala, you will have no regrets. But if you do not put trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then something does not happen to according to how you wanted it, then we are the only ones that are to blame. Let's go towards. So these were some of the verses of the Quran regarding tawakkul in Allah. Some of the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first hadith, which is quoted in Jami' Tirmizi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Agar tum Allah par is tarah bharosa karo jaisa us par bharosa karne ka haq hai, to wo tumhe is tarah rizq ata farmayega jaise parinde ko ata farmata hai." He says that if you had the trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, the way you should have the trust in Allah, then Allah Ta'ala will be sufficient for you. Just like He feeds the animals, the birds, they fly out empty stomach, and when they return back home, they are satisfied, their stomachs are full. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, jisko ye baat pasand ho ki wo logon mein se sabse zyada taqatwar ho jaye, the one who likes to be the most powerful amongst the people, to wo Allah par tawakkul kare, aur jisko ye baat pasand ho ki wo zamane mein baizzat ho jaye, and the one who wants to be most respectful in the community, use chahiye ki taqwa ikhtiyar kare, then that person should adopt taqwa. MashaAllah, we also have the Quranic wonders, the story of the Quran. Let's go, and inshallah we'll come back for a few hadiths, and then inshallah we'll wind up our program. Let's go towards the Quranic wonders segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
What is Maqam-e Ibrahim? Maqam-e Ibrahim is a holy stone that is present a few yards away from the Holy Kaaba. It is the same stone that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam would step upon to complete the construction of the walls of the Holy Kaaba when the walls became higher than his blessed head. It's a miracle of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that the stone became as soft as wax, and the blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam became engraved in it. By virtue of the imprints of the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal has dignified and blessed this stone to such an extent that He Azza wa Jal has mentioned its significance twice in the Holy Quran. In one of the Quranic verses, it is mentioned, فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ مَقَامُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ Part 4, Surah Al Imran, verse 97. Meaning, in the Holy Kaaba, there are many open heavenly signs, and one of the major signs is Maqam Ibrahim. At another place in the Holy Quran, in Part 1, Surah Baqarah, verse 125, Allah Azza wa Jal has described the dignity of this stone, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and make Maqami Ibrahim, the standing place of Ibrahim alayhi salam, a station for salah. The blessed footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam are present on this heavenly stone since the last 4,000 years. This stone is undoubtedly a heavenly sign amongst these several other clear signs of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded all the Muslims to perform two rakat salah near this stone after they've completed tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. It's as if Allah Ta'ala is telling us, although you people may offer salah for me and prostrate for me, but it is my pleasure that at the time of prostration, your foreheads touch the ground near this sacred stone that holds the blessed footprints of my beloved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what do we learn? From the dignity and reverence awarded to Maqam Ibrahim, we learn that any place which preserves any monument of the chosen people of Allah is very sacred and honorable in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, the worship performed near such sacred places is more virtuous in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Maqam Ibrahim is so sacred and reverential due to its contextual attachment with the footprints of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then imagine how reverential would be the holy grave of the best of all prophets, the leader of all prophets, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there are not only signs and marks of the Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but his whole blessed body is present there. By the virtue of his blessed presence, each and every particle of Medina has become reverential. O Muslims, if only these ayahs of the Holy Quran invoke a true reverence of the blessed grave in the hearts of people. May these verses of the Quran prevent us from falling victim to satanic temptations and going astray by disrespecting and practicing offensive conducts towards the blessed grave. And may these verses prevent the severe torment of hellfire for us. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful Quranic wonder story. And it's a book that Maktabatul Madina has published, MashaAllah Azawajal. It's in Urdu, it's called Ajaibul Quran Ma'a Gharaibul Quran. And in Maktabatul Madina, Alhamdulillah, the translation department of Dawat Islami has translated that into the English language and is called Quranic Wonders. You can download it free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami. But Alhamdulillah, as they say, the book version is always the better one because you can be having the book in your hand. Now, a very beautiful, mashallah, as well, topic that we are discussing today, Alhamdulillah, as well, we're discussing about tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal and in qana'at. So we also went through some of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went through the Quranic verses, some of the awliya Allah's their stories and their alhamdulillah as well, tawakkul in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And just to get everything and wind down the program, I just want to mention to you at the end that if we have trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, He's our creator, He's our sustainer. You know, it's like you are trusting in the most powerful one. You know, regarding even the dunya, if we take it alive with this way, that if I am having the dunya, how much do I trust in the dunya? You know, you can only trust a person, and a person is a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. But if you trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, just imagine the reward and the contempt that you will have when you trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, the lesson that we learn from today's, mashallah, topic is, whatever we do, always trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. Never ever lose hope in the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal and gain blessings from that as well. We've got a small promo that I want you to watch, inshallah, fun promo, and then we'll come back and we'll wind up the program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's Dawat-e Islami. It's a right to rectify the people.
Muslims of UK, especially Muslims of London, we are currently in Wembley in the heart of London. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has great news for you. Dawat Islami has acquired this building, £5 million project, Alhamdulillah. And in this building, we've calculated just now that we can get between 1,500 and 2,000 namazi in this particular building.
Bring the fragrance of the love of the Prophet, it's all.
Insha'Allah, Azawajal, this will also become a Madrasatul Madina, it will become a Jamatul Madina, and we've also got plans for the Darul Madina schooling system in this particular building. However, we do need your help, and the help that we need is to raise the funds to purchase this building, inshallah. Please donate to this noble cause, inshallah. You'll see clips here as well, and alhamdulillah, we're also blessed that Amir al-Sunnat has also done dua for this particular building as well.
MashaAllah, Haji Abdul Habib ne khushkhabri di ki ek bahut qeemti jagah ka sauda hua hai London mein. Allah karega to wahan ek azim ushan madani markaz qaim hoga. Filhal to sauda hua, abhi to jagah bhi payment bhi karni hai. Allah kareem afiyat naseeb farmaye, aapki is kaavish ko qubool farmaye. Himmat rakhna, inshallah koshish karenge to sab kuch behtar ho jayega.
So please support us in this noble cause so that inshallah azawajal, this generation of Muslims and future generation of Muslims, their iman can be safeguarded and we can produce the future scholars. So please support this noble cause.
Dawat Islami is purchasing this building. Please give your donation to Dawat Islami.
It's all over the world.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why don't you travel on the Madani Qafila with your sons, mashallah? Take them with you. Take them on the Madani Qafila. They'll learn about the deen. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. You know, you'll come into that state. Again, don't ever think to yourself, when I go in the way of Allah, you know, what's going to happen to my family? What's going to happen to my livelihood? I guarantee you nothing will happen bad. Everything that will happen for the best, inshallah. So please take time out and travel regularly on these Madani Qafilas. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.